We want to talk today about the interface between the district courts and the PTAB. And I want to run through some quick statistics, if I could, for the audience, because I don't think we've really had a full showing of how much activity we have had at the PTAB. And then we'll go right to the dialogue, if we could. So here is a chart that we put together showing you the incredible activity that we're seeing in this area of the wall. Running about 150 of these proceedings per month, it seems to be fairly steady. And as we all know, this is much, much higher than was originally anticipated when the law was being drafted back in 2011. It's pretty much standard operating procedure in many large cases now to have one of these proceedings. It is not the exception, but it's become the rule. And we see that the technology distribution of these proceedings is primarily in the electronic and computer area, but it's not just in that area of technology. For example, in biopharma, we see 9%, which is quite a bit higher, I would argue, than was contemplated by many of the members of that community when the law was being written. We even have design patents in here in a very small sense, but as we know from the recent Supreme Court oral argument, design patents can be very valuable or maybe not so valuable, depending on how that Supreme Court decision comes out. The institution rate in these proceedings is going down, but it's still very high. And as we know, those of us who are on both sides of the V, and this is my primary focus area,